Okay, Rabosei, a good nerve. Shabbos. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Chavav, and we're here at the Mishnah at the top. And moving on, we had Kinyanim of a wife, Eved Ivri, Eved Kenani, animals. Now we have Kinyanim of Karga. So the Mishnah says, Nechasim Sheish Lam Achrayas, Niknim Bekezev Shtar V'Chazaka. Again, we have mentioned before, but the difference between Karga and Metaltalin, between land and movable property, the Gemara and the Mishnah refer to it as Nechasim Sheyesh or Ein Lahem Achrayas. That literally means they do or do not have a responsibility. What does that mean? So again, so we mentioned that basically land, if a person owes money and then he sells a field, right, so that land then has a lien on it. It has that the guy, if he cannot collect the debt from the guy he lent money to, right, he can go after the land. So that's what it's saying, that there is a responsibility, meaning there's a lien, right? There is something that the guy who lent money and now has no money is not able to pay back. The guy who lent money to, right? If he has no money to pay back, the lender can then go get the land from whoever he sold it to. That's the reference to achrayas, to obligations. If you just look at Rashi, he explains very, very nicely, very concisely. Hainu karkos, this yeshlam achrayas is referring to land. Sheachrayas kol adam, right? Because it's the responsibility. I'm sorry, sheachrayas, because there's a responsibility. Kol adam haloved, everybody who borrows money. Vanosh bechavera lehen, and someone who kind of tells someone else to pay him back money, right? The fisha kayamim va'umdim, because they exist, right? They're not going anywhere, right? There is some sort of achrayas. There's some sort of reliance, right, on this land that's not going to disappear. Like, you know, $100 bill could burn up or whatever, or get destroyed. Therefore, they rely on the land when they lend them money, right? I'm going to lend you this $100,000, and the fact, you know, I'm not sure if you'll be able to pay it back. You're putting it into a business. I'm not sure if it's going to be matzliach, but you have this piece of land, and even if you sell it, I know I can go get that land from you, someone else, even if, you know, if your business fails and you default on the loan. So that's the phrase, yesh lam achrayas and ein lam achrayas. So nechasim sheyesh lam achrayas, niknim bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka, you can buy land. We're just going to say land and movable products, movable objects, just for ease of translation. Land you can acquire through kesef v'shtar and chazaka, through money, or through a document, and through chazaka, is basically living on it for a certain amount of time. Shein lam achrayas, and movable property, ein niknim elab meshicha, that only works if you use a kinyan meshicha. Now that, as all the Rishonim immediately point out, is not true. You have to deal with why the Mishnah only listed that, right? That we talked about yesterday, already, kinyan hagba, right? You can pick something up, right? Okay, so whatever, that's what the Mishnah says. Right, you can check it out and see what the Rishonim say. That's the Mishnah says. You can acquire this movable property through pulling it. Nechazim she'in lam achrayas, nicknam im nechazim she'in lam achrayas, is also something called, we've mentioned already in the Masechta, something called a kinyan agav, that you can acquire movable property with land, and you can do that via kesef, bishtar, v'chazaka, in the three ways that you can acquire land. V'zokkines nechazim she'in lam achrayas, lishava alehim, and you can also use property, meaning that property through like land, right? As I guess nechazim is property, but you can take nechazim sheish lamachrayas is land. You can make someone take a shvua. Normally, right, there is no shvuas modra mitzas by land. But if there is, what's it called? If there's a shmuah, modra mixas, a person, again, what's modra mixas? That's if someone says, you owe me $100, the guy says, no, I only owe you 50. So again, just very simple terms, the guy's going to take a shmuah, right? Modra mixas, he has to swear about that. That's only for property that is the movable property, metaltalin. But the Mishnah is saying that if, for whatever reason, right, he's swearing on land and movable property, so then you can make the shvua go on the land as well. It's called the Gilgal shvua. You can make a land, the shvua go on the land itself, as well as the metaltalin. Okay, the Gemara says, "Mekesef minolin." How do you know? You can acquire land through money. Samachizki, because the pasuk says, "Amakra sados bekesef yiknu." Right, pretty straightforward. You can acquire field with money. Ve'ema ad ikeshtar. Maybe you should say that you need a shtar as well, because that's not the full pasuk. And if you look at on the side by Yirmiyah, the pasuk says, "Sados bekesef yiknu." You can acquire fields with land. V'ksov b'sefer v'chasom v'ha'ed edim. And you have to write, and you write it in a sefer, in a shtar, and you should write and you sign with edim. So maybe you need money and a shtar. That's the Gemara says. Back in the Gemara, right? Vayima adi geshtar dechtiv v'chasov v'sefer v'chasom. So maybe you need both. The Gemara says, you're right. Ikasiv yiknu l'basov. If the kinyan, if the phrase of a kinyan, an acquisition, would have been at the end of that phrase, I would have agreed with you. But hashtag dechtiv yiknu meikara, right? But what does it say yiknu? What does it say you acquire it? Right after it mentions the kesef, right? Sarus b'kesef yiknu. So therefore, kesef kani shtar rai ba'almahu. So therefore, that pasuk, what that pasuk means is that you acquire it with money, right? But the document is just a proof, right, that you acquired it. Amar Rav, Rav says lo shenu el makom she'en kosen as a shtar. That's only true, right, if you don't write a shtar. If the minhag in the place is not to write a shtar, but if normally the minhag in the place where you're acquiring, paying for this land, you have to write up a shtar, then you need to get the shtar, right? And you don't acquire it until you do. V'parish, and if they make it snai, right, that it's, you know, however you may, one way or another, that it's only money or only a shtar or both or whatever, so then parish, then that snai works, right? And that regardless of what the minhag makom is. Kihadar of Idi bar Avin, and similarly, Gemara gives an example, a story, right? That Rav Idi bar Avin, right, Kizavin Ara, whenever he would buy land, he would make sure he would have the upper hand, right, in all situations, and he would stipulate that this is how he wants the transaction to go down. Amar, he would say, Ibein b'kasva ikni, Ibein b'shtar ikni. If I want to acquire with kesef, with money, I want to acquire it. And if I want to acquire it with shtar, then I want to acquire it as well. Why did he do that? Why did he give himself both those options? Because in that way, he would have the upper hand in two different scenarios. If I want to acquire with money, I'm going to acquire it. Because if I pay the money and I haven't gotten the shtar yet, right, then the seller can't back out of the deal. And if I want to acquire it with the shtar, so then I'll acquire it. And meaning in the same scenario where he paid the money and he didn't get the shtar yet, right, if he stipulates, if I want to acquire, I can acquire it with the shtar, i.e. that I can back out of it, even if I paid for it, right, I can back out until, right, I get the shtar for the property. Okay, fine. Ubi shtar, how do you know minnalan? How do you know you can acquire land with shtar? Elam mishon dechliyav v'chazav v'sefer v'chasov v'hayed edim. If you're telling me, quoting the previous pasuk we quoted up above, that said you should write about the land transaction in a shtar, if I'm right, shtar rai ba'almahu. What do you mean? You just told me that can't be right. You told me that pasuk means that shtar and that is just for proof. Elam mehalcha, so it's a different pasuk. V'akacha sefer ha'machna, right? And that you should take, okay, the Sefer HaMakna, earlier in that parak in Yirmiyahu, Sefer HaMikna, I'm sorry, talking about buying a field. Amar Shmuel says, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shtar Matana. That's only by a shtar matana, that's only by a gift. When the guy is gifting somebody something, Efel B'Mecher Lo Konat She'itin Los Damim. Right, but by a sale, right, that only is good, right, and it's only good after you give them money. Again, because the das of the machna, the das of the guy selling it, right, he's not going to just want to get a shtar, right, or to give a shtar over, right? It's only if he gets the money. Obviously, he's only giving over his field, right, once he gets the money. Masiv Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna said, Shmuel, what are you talking about? B'shtar ketzad. What did we said? How do you acquire land with the shtar? Because of law and near or a cheres. Right, if you write it on a piece of paper or a piece of pottery, even if the actual shtar itself is not worth anything, if you write the following on the shtar, sadeh mechurulach, sadeh netunulach, harei zeh mechura, unesunah. Right, if you write that my field is sold to you or my field is gifted to you, that works. So the answer is, I mean, he said, clearly Shmuel said, right, it's only if you give the money. Right, forgot what do you mean? Here this price it says, and if you write out on a shtar and you give it to him, so then he acquires it. So who most of love, whom a farikla? So Rav Nuna asked, and Rav Nuna answers. But Mochas Adeu Mipnei Ra'asa. No, that case was where the guy is selling the field because it's a lousy field. He's just trying to get it off his books. It's a bad field. He just wants to get the cash for it. So Shmuel would be masking him that. In that scenario, right, he just is, because the seller, as we said before, right, why does Shmuel say that the seller only is machna, the guy only acquires the field after he gives the money for it, because the seller is not going to agree to sell his field without actually getting paid for it. But in this case, where he's trying to offload it, he's trying to unload it, so then, right, even if once he gives the shtar, right, he'll agree that the sale is valid and he'll get the money eventually, but the kinyan is affected right now. Rav Ashi says, I'll give you a different answer. But matana bikesh litnelo. Right, and the case is, he wants to give him matana. Aye, but one second. Didn't we just say it's sold to you? Sadai mechuralach? Why did he write in the shtar that it's sold to him? Because it's a very important difference between a gift and a sale. A sale has a lien. Right? If a person, let's say, you know, I borrow $100,000 and I sell my field to so-and-so, so if I can't pay $100,000, the guy I borrowed money from can go get the field. But if I give my field as a gift, there's no lien on a gift. So therefore, what's he doing? He's basically giving the gift and he's writing it in the lashon, right, of a shtar, of a sale, meaning that if what's it called? And what would and what would happen? Meaning that the what would happen? Why is that better for the buyer? Meaning I misspoke. The gift, the guy, there's also a lien on the gift. I apologize. Meaning there's a lien on both. But the, what Rashi explains over here, just skimming it again and rereading it, and that's not a shot. The lien is on both a gift or a sale. But if it's sold, then the guy who bought the field and then lost the field to the guy the seller owed money to can go back to the guy he bought it from, i.e. the borrower in this scenario, and get the money back. Meaning if Reuven, right, borrowed money from Shimon, and then he sold the field to Levi. So Levi loses the field to Shimon because Reuven can't pay Shimon back, but then Levi can go back to Reuven and be like, hey, you sold me a field and I just lost it because you couldn't pay back, what's it called? Now pay me back for the field. Now, I don't know how he's going to pay back Levi if he couldn't pay back Shimon, but okay, either way. But by a matana, by a gift, Levi can't go back to Reuven. If Reuven gifted the field to Levi and Shimon's like, there is a lien on that field, and therefore if Reuven can't pay back Shimon, so then Levi loses the field to Shimon, and he can't go back to Reuven to reclaim the money. So basically what happens, what he's doing is that Reuven is giving a gift to Levi, and he's writing the shtar as if it's a sale, i.e. if Levi ever loses the field to Shimon, so then Levi can go back to Reuven, right, and demand payment for the field, even though he didn't buy from him. He's giving him a gift, and he's giving him like an achrayus, right? Giving him like an IOU on potential loss of the gift, meaning he's redoubling, right? He's backing the gift to make sure that he never loses it. So that's what he's doing over here. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, right? Because of losh mecha, kedei liapos his koko, to make the recipient of the gifts stronger, and he can go back to the giver for the money if he ever loses the field. Okay. Bechazaka, how do you know you can buy a field bechazaka? Minolan, how do you know? Amar chizke, amar kah, pasuk says, v'shavu ba'areichem asher tefastem. Where you will return to your lands, which you grabbed. B'met tefastem. How did you grab this land in Eretz Yisrael? Right, b'yeshiva, by settling on them, by living in them. B'mei Rabbi Yishmael Tan, they said a different pasuk. V'yirashtem osav yishavtem ba'. Right, you'll inherit it and you'll live there. B'mei yirashtem, how do you inherit the land? So b'yeshiva, by simply dwelling on it. Right, and obviously we're not going to go into the halachos of chazaka right now, but suffice it to say, you have to live on the land, and since you've been living there long enough, right, that we assume that it is yours. You have a chazaka of living on that, of owning that land. B'shein l'machrayas ein niknin ela b'mashicha. Right, metalton can be acquired only through pulling. V'nolan, how do you know? The chitiv pasuk says v'chi simkaru mimkor lamisacha o kano mi'ad amisacha. Right, you buy something. Right, that pasuk is, where is that pasuk? That pasuk is in Vayikra, Al Tonu Ish Zachiv. Right. Okay. So basically, that if you buy, meaning it's some sort of sale or whatever it is. So again, what does it say? Biyad Amitecha. Right. So apparently, what do you see? Right. Davar Nikna Mead Niyad. Right. From hand to hand. Right. You pass the item. Right. One from one to the next. Right. That's a Kenyan Mishicha. Well, the problem is Rabbi Yochanan Damar Devar Torah Maos Konos. So this Machlokas in the Gemara. And where's that Gemara? Looking up top, somewhere in the Bavas, in Bava Metzia, Mimvav, Mimzayin, okay, good, Gevalt. So when there's Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lagish, right, whether Moos Konos Midaraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what does that mean, Moos Konos? That money is what acquires Metaltalin. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Midaraisa, money acquires Metaltalin. So does that work? So what do you mean, you're acquiring it with Mashiach? What are you going to do with that? I mean, the pasuk seems to say that you acquire the Mashiach. What Rabbi Yochanan says, money acquired, does the acquiring for movable objects. So Mike, remember, what are you going to say? Tana tekanta derabana katani. So yeah, so okay, so he's just saying that we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about the din derabanan, but really the din daraisa, right, is that money acquires, and then he wouldn't obviously have any need for those psukim we quoted a second ago. Now nechazim she'en la mechrayis, again we said you can acquire nechazim she'en la mechrayis with nechazim she'esh la mechrayis, meaning you can acquire movable property on land, right? Kinyan agav, you could have acquired the land, you acquire the items quote unquote that are on the land. And the shaila that the Gemara is about to ask, and this will take us through the end of today, is do the items actually have to be on the land? Minani mili, how do you know? Amar Chizkei Chizkei says, Amar Kola Pazik says, Vayitin lahem aviyem matanos. Im arei mitzuros biYehuda. Right, he gave him gifts with the land, right, in Yehuda, with the cities in Yehuda. Iboilus, they asked the following, Shaila, biinin tziburin olo. Does it have to be tziburin? Literally means gathered or piled. Right, does it have to be, does the item in question have to be on the land or no? So Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef said, we're going to bring a bunch of proofs. Well, we'll see how far we got today onto Amman Beis. Rav Yosef says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Rabbi Kiva, Omar, Rabbi Kiva says, Karka kol shiu chayvus b'pei v'kurim. If you have any small, any size karka, any little tiny drop, penny-sized, as we'll see in a second, pin-sized, pin-tip, what is it, pinhead? Pinhead-sized piece of land. So it's chayvin peya. Right, and bikurim, if you're growing something on it. And you would write a prusbol on it, Rashi points out, because they would only write a prusbol, right, if someone owns karka. Okay, whatever, that's the sugis we had last year, and whether that's, well, we usually try to write a prusbol anyway, okay, nowadays, but v'liknos ima nechasim she'in la'machrayas, and you can acquire nechasim she'in la'machrayas, this is important for us, you can acquire movable objects on this tiny piece of land. Via Marta of Eden Tziburin, if you tell me that you need the item to be in question to be on the land, so culture lemaychazi, right? How in the world, what exactly are you acquiring, right, on land that's a penny big, a penny that's the size of a penny? So Via Marta of Eden Tziburin, culture lemaychazi. Oh, sorry. Targumar, so Rav Shmuel bar Bisna, Kamid Rav Yosef, they answered, Kegosha nuts, but machad. Yeah, you stuck a pin in the ground, you stuck a needle in the ground, and that's exactly what you're acquiring. I'm like Rav Yosef. Right, Rav Yosef says, Kabastan. Right, that's annoying. Right, you're annoying. What do you have to tell me this whole halacha to tell me the acquisition of a needle? Hey, give me a needle. You pass a needle. It's a metaltalin. What does that mean? What, a tiny, tiny little nothing is worth nothing. So Rav Ashi, man limalan, to look tall about Marganisa, the Shavya Alpha Zuze. No, the case is where, yeah, there's a needle on the land, but hanging from the needle, right, is a jewel, is a pearl, or some sort of jewelry that is worth 1,000 zuz. So that's what we're talking about over here. Yeah, in economy, a needle, fine, whatever. But it's actually worth real money. All right, so that's something that you have to teach us, and that's what we're trying to tell me that it works. So that seems, to imply, right, that it's... what's it called? That theoretically, it doesn't mean we tried to prove that doesn't need to be on the land. And no, there could be a scenario where it does need to be on the land, but it doesn't prove one way or another. Tashma, another proof. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Maisa ben Madoni echad jayev Yerushalayim. There's a Madoni. That's a nation. That's a person from the nation. From a town. Also Malcolm as a place. Oh, I thought it was another nation. Okay, never mind. Anyway, a place that this guy was from Madoni. He was in Yerushalayim. Shailo Mataltalan Harbei. He had a lot of stuff. Ubikesh Litnim Matani wanted to give them as a gift. Amarlo, they said to him, Ein lo takana achiknim gabi karka. And for whatever reason, we'll see later in a second why he couldn't do other kinyanim. But he said, the Chazal say, the only thing that you could have done, they said to this guy, the only thing you can do is to give him as a gift on land, as a Kenyan agav. So also, what did he do? Halach v'lokach base sella. He took a base sella. What we're going to see what that means exactly. Sabach l'Yishalayim. Now the Gemara understands that it means the size of a sella. Sella is a coin. So they took a piece of land the size of a coin. Sabach l'Yishalayim. The Yishalayim v'amar. And he said, Tzfoni zela ploni. The northern part of this coin-sized land goes to this guy. V'imo me'atonu me'achavios. And I'm also acquiring, giving to him 100 sheep and 100 barrels, I guess, of wine or whatever. Umes, and then the guy died. Uvikaimu is, I'm not sure why I'm laughing. It's a little sad. Then the guy died. Vikaimu is dvarev. And Chazal said that was good. They established that transaction. Via Marta bin Tziburin, ba beisel l'maychazi. And if you tell me how you, that has to be on the land itself, how are you fitting 100 barrels and 100 sheep on that piece of land? So Kamar says, mi sovres beisel l'sel l'mamish. No, it doesn't mean that a land the size of a coin. My sel l'nafish tuva. What it means is a very big piece of land. But my korele sel, why'd you call it the land of a sel, of a coin? The kashika sel. It was hard as a rock or hard as a coin. And it wasn't fit for growing anything. So he bought some really cheap piece of land, put all the stuff on it, maybe theoretically, right? And then he was mocking it to the other guys, but it doesn't prove necessarily that you have to have the land, the stuff on the land. Tashma, bring your proof. I'm a Rav, I assume. Yeah. Maisa ba'adam echa shechol b'Yerushalayim. A guy got sick. Rachman Latzlan Yerushalayim ki Rabbi Elazar. And we're holding like Rabbi Elazar that it was a shchid mirah, and a shchid mirah, right, needs to do a kinyan. Some people say Bari Haya, he was a very healthy guy, Karabanan, who holds it, and they hold like the Rabbanan that shchid mirah does not need a kinyan. But either way, meaning that he needs to do a kinyan of some sort, for whatever reason, meaning that a shchid mirah does not need a kinyan, but he was a Bari, he was healthy. Long story short, we needed some sort of kinyan to be done. Right, he had a lot of property, wanted to give it as a gift. So Amrullah said to him, again, we haven't gotten to the reason why, but he said to them again, you can only do it as a kinyan agav. You have to acquire land and you have to give it to somebody else. May also, what did he do? He took a base rova, right, a small quarter, like square area, right, of the land near Yerushalayim, right, Rova Yehudi, right, the Rova, right, is a quarter, right, because the old city is divided into four parts, okay. V'amar tevach al tevach leploni, right, he gave, now he says specifically, this guy's acquiring one square tevach of land, v'imo me'atzon u'me'achavios, and he's giving him 100 sheep and 100 barrels as well, u'meis, and then that guy died. V'kimu chacham mizdvarav, and they were mekayim, right, what he said. Yeah, and now again, if you amar sebin tzibur and tevach al tevach le'maychazi, if you tell me you have to put the stuff on the land, you can't fit 100 sheep and 100 barrels on a tevach square, piece of land. As Gemara says, Achmaya Skinner, no. What was the case that we're talking about? Ledummy. He was talking about the value of 100 sheep and 100 barrels. And that makes a lot of sense, right? The Isagadai Dachmeyat Son, Omeyachavias Mamish, if you're talking about actual barrels and actual sheep, so why can't you do another Kenyan? Right, just do a Kenyan Chalipin, right? And that would work. So Gemara says, Elamai Ledummy. Well, if you tell me that it's just cash, if it's just money, so Nikninu Vinihalipin Mashicha. Well, why can't he just do a Kenyan Mashicha? He could just pick up the money. So Elas Gemara says, no, the less of the Makal Matana. Right, the guy wasn't there. Right, so Gemara says, "Well, how can I delay the makam matana?" Right, so in both cases, right, both scenarios that we talked about before, the guy wasn't there. So the Gemara says, "Okay, but his kinyan bin nihali agav acher." Right, well, why can't you do? Right, zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav. We've been talking about it. You can do it because you can acquire something for someone else if it's a benefit for him. Well, certainly getting somebody else cash, that's a benefit. So Gemara says, "Lo samka daita." We didn't realize, they said that guy didn't rely on anybody else. So Rishamit v'achaluhu, because if he gave him $100, or in this case seems like $100,000. He just figured the guy would walk off with the money, so he didn't rely, right, on the fact that the guy would do that type of kinyan. So Ella, my in-law takana. So the Gemara says, well, so what do you mean that there was nothing else for him to do, right? They said there's nothing else for you to do but do a kinyan agav, but to buy some land and give it to him like that. So there was something for him to do. He could have done some other things, right? They didn't want to, right? There's some problems with the other kinyanim, but the other kinyanim were theoretically possible. So the Gemara says, this is what he meant to say, right? This is what it meant, right? Well, if you don't rely on anybody else to do a kinyan agav, not a kinyan agav, to do zachan la'adam shalom b'fanav, then the only thing we got left, right, is to do a kinyan agav, and therefore you have to buy some land, and then be mezagatim on that way. All right, everybody, have a great, great Shabbos. Excuse me, a little weiter in the Heilige Shas after Shabbos, before Slichos Mitzvah. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.